This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:43. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and our first story of the show, we're going to be talking about how Singapore handed down a death sentence via Zoom. So the move was done as a part of COVID-19 containment measures, and it has been criticised for being cruel and inhumane. The case involves Punithan Ganesan, who is a Malaysian citizen who was sentenced to hang on drug trafficking charges. And most court hearings in Singapore have of course been postponed until at least June 1st, which is when the circuit breaker is ending. However, hearings which are deemed essential are being held remotely. This particular case, therefore, marks the first time in Singapore where such a ruling was done remotely. Phil Robertson of Human Rights Watch called the prosecutors and courts callous, saying that Punithan, the one being charged, deserves the right to be present in court to see his accusers. And as for the case itself, his lawyer said that he is currently considering an appeal. So this has been making the headlines, understandably, because it is part of, I think, something unimaginable prior to the pandemic. And even now that the pandemic is happening, it's still unimaginable that it happened. I don't think I ever thought I would be talking about the fact that there was a death sentence delivered via Zoom. We've spoken before about how we are seeing some parts of court proceedings go online. Here as well, we are seeing that happen in Singapore. They've talked about it. So I guess it shouldn't be a surprise to think that the logical extension of that would be this. And yet there's something about it that is so incredibly cold, in thinking about what it actually means for someone to hear that it's a bit difficult to imagine. So yeah, that's what we're discussing today. And to do that with us, we have N. Surendran, advisor at Lawyers for Liberty. If you have any questions, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Surendran, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are your reactions to the sentence that was handed down via Zoom?
Yes, there are a few problems with that. From both the legal and the moral point, it is plainly wrong. From the legal point of view, there are questions now that may arise as to whether the procedure of delivering a death sentence by way of Zoom is legal or not. But leaving that aside, one would have thought that during this global pandemic, the one thing that people have learned is the value of human life. But what Singapore has unfortunately done, sentencing a man to be hanged through Zoom, has the opposite effect of cheapening human life. In fact, it is so macabre, it is like reading, like something that comes out of one of those science fiction stories, you know, that you can actually send a man to the scaffold through Zoom.
You mentioned there that there are questions about the legality of it. Can you take us through that?
Yes. Well, of course, it is a grey area, but the rules of the court, there are rules of court as to how judgments are to be delivered, etc., particularly in the case of a death penalty case. Now, can you really deliver judgment for a man to be hanged by way of Zoom? Because this, the sentence of hanging, it is a judicial act. It is not a mere administrative act. So you cannot carry it out by way of by the stroke of a pen or by an administrative mechanism. If you can do it by Zoom, what next? Can you do it by? Can you sentence a man to death by Twitter, by Facebook? I mean, where does it end? So there is certainly room for a challenge for non-compliance with the rules of court in sentencing a man to death by way of Zoom. He must be present before his judges, and judges must take the act of sentencing a man to death is probably the heaviest judicial duty. In fact, it is the heaviest duty that any state has. That has to be done properly, you know, and the prisoner must surely be given the opportunity to be present when such a sentence is being passed on him. What was done was just wrong in so many ways.
What do you make then of the argument that it was done because of COVID-19 and containment, and therefore it just could not be done in person?
Well, there's no reason then to rush it now. Mm. What is the necessity? What is the urgency in sending this man to the scaffold so quickly? You know, they should have allowed for things to stabilize, for the courts to be opened again, for the hearing to be done properly, particularly so in the case which involves capital punishment. I can understand if it is a dispute on contract law. Perhaps we can do Zoom hearings or online hearings. But in the case of a death penalty, of meting out the heaviest sentence known under human law, to do it this way, there's no necessity.
And as you alluded to, that there is this idea of, you know, what will or will not be done online or through these sorts of new forms of messaging. And in a time where a lot of our daily lives have shifted online by necessity, do you see the lines becoming blurred as to what absolutely needs to be done face to face when it comes to legal proceedings? And is this a question that courts are grappling with?
Yes, I mean, exactly. We can't get too carried away that just because of the pandemic, everything, you know, corners are cut and everything is done in a kind of a shortcut way through high-tech appliances and Zoom or Skype or whatever it is, the technological gadget which is going to be used. That lines have to be drawn. And there must be a decision made on principle also. Principles cannot be abandoned simply because of the pandemic. And this case of the capital punishment is a classic instance. When they decided to mete out the death sentence by way of Zoom, they forgot the great point of principle, that the prisoner has a right to be there, that this is a heavy sentence, that the family members also had the right to be present when such a serious deliberation is taking place upon the life of their loved one. And, you know, if the hearing had been done in open court, the family members can see the prisoner, they can hug him, they can console each other, they can talk about appeals. Nothing could be done. This was so dry and cold and wrong.
To your knowledge, has the Singapore Supreme Court responded in any way to the criticism that has come from this?
Well, you know, usually the court themselves won't respond, but they are very thin-skinned, and frequently the law minister or the law ministry has been known to respond to criticism of this nature. I assume at some point of time they may or may not issue a statement pertaining to this. They have been quite reactive in things like this, like even issuing POFMA notices to us in Malaysia and all that. So I think that there may be some sort of reaction, but not from the judges or the court themselves. They usually will not.
And yeah. You mentioned earlier that, you know, there's questions over legality, you know, there are possibilities to appeal. Can you take us through the options then in terms of legal recourse?
Yes, of course. In fact, I think his lawyer has said that they are considering an appeal. Well, they should appeal because it is a capital punishment case and appeals are obligatory. Every avenue must be explored when it comes to human life. But even before going to an appeal, in this case, there is a question of whether the sentence was delivered properly and legally. In my view, it does not seem to have been done legally. The rules are very strict when it comes to capital punishment cases. Every single rule must be followed to the dot simply because it has such a great impact on the accused person or the convicted person. So if we look at the rules of the court, it is unlikely that you can stretch the rules in such a way as to allow something like this to be legal. So I would think that there is room, you know, to challenge the delivery of the judgment itself. But of course, it's up to the family and the lawyers to explore possibilities in this case.
Surendran, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
That was Anne Surendran, advisor at Lawyers for Liberty, talking to us about a death sentence that was delivered to a Malaysian citizen in Singapore via Zoom, and just really talking about whether or not it's legal and also just fundamentally whether or not it's right. And if you have any thoughts or questions on it, you can send that through. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.